Dozens of villages across Alaska and the YK Delta will soon see the presence of newly trained police officers. A new training academy taking place in Bethel is boasting the largest ever graduating class of village police officers. KYUK's Shane Iverson has more.
When the lone village public safety officer left the village of St. Mary's, Fred Lamont Jr. was hopeful that someone would quickly step in to patrol his village. And when no one did, he decided it might as well be him.
Yeah, no one else wants to do the job out there.
Lamont quit his job as a health aide and became a village police officer. He had no experience and no training, but he says the effect was evident from day one.
There's four particular houses just right across the street from me. Every other night, you're always hearing screaming, hollering, someone's drinking, going crazy someplace. Since I started parking the police car outside my house, it's been nice and quiet up there. So just having that presence there, knowing that there's someone that's going to go and get them if they're breaking the law, I guess it makes all the difference.
But Lamont says at times he felt overwhelmed and he knew he had a lot to learn. Unlike VPSOs, which are highly trained and funded by the state, village police officers are hired by villages or tribes. They are typically used where there is no other law enforcement or if a community wants a bolstered enforcement presence. And interest now seems to be on the rise. The VPO Training Academy held recently in Bethel graduated 37 students, the most ever, perhaps because the training is now taking place in the largest hub community in rural Alaska. Until recently, it was held in King Salmon. But when facilities at the Utlitnavit Training Center in Bethel opened up, organizers decided to run the training there. Trainer and VPSO James Holscher.
Having it here in Bethel, where the majority of the people that are attending are from this region, from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, may have accounted for some of the increase in the class size.
This training is basically trying to simulate a high-stress situation.
VPSO and trainer Jacob Dubitluk says that once they leave the training, many VPOs will be on their own.
Once they walk in a door, someone could be yelling, someone could be screaming, someone could be hurt, really bad situation, like blood everywhere and whatnot. For someone who has no experience in, or never saw that before, they kind of panic. But when they're trained to do something and they walk into a oh crap moment, they fall back on their training.
Unexpected situations are becoming the norm for Daniel Joke of Nebuskiak. The 19-year-old is now the sole officer in the village where he grew up. That means he's not just learning how to police, but how to cope with his new responsibility.
I blocked a whole image about arresting my uncle, auntie, whatever they are to me, and know that I'm helping this person and that family because a lot of times there's kids involved.
Like other graduates, Joke will head home now as a graduated village police officer. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.